This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 5th. God's word to you today is guarantee. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 23, verse 19, from God's Word Translation, and it says, God isn't like people. He doesn't change his mind. When he says something, he does it. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. The first thing that the resurrection of Jesus teaches us is that God is in control. The second thing is that God keeps his promises. God had promised from the Garden of Eden that he will send a son from the seed of Adam that will bruise the head of the serpent. God promised centuries before Jesus came, and the resurrection is a fulfillment of God's promise. Do you know that God has promised you so many things? All of God's promises are carefully documented in the Bible. You can make God's promises in the Bible yours because they are actually yours. Guess what? God has over 7,000 promises in the Bible, and they are just for you. Numbers 23, verse 19 from God's Word Translation says, God isn't like people. He doesn't change his mind. When he says something, he does it. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. God keeps his promises. Ignorance is what is robbing a lot of people of the fulfillment of God's promises. Sometimes we know the promise, but we do not act on the promise. And nothing happens until you act. Imagine your house rent is ₦1 million and you have a check for ₦100 million. You look at it, you read it, you put it under your pillow and sleep. When you wake up, you read it, you put it in your handbag and go to work. You come back from work, you read it, you have devotion and sleep. Then when the rent is due, you say, I know that I have a check for ₹100 million. Knowing you have a check alone does not pay the rent. You have to cash the check. A lot of times, we miss these connections because we do not connect the dots. Until you cash the check, nothing happens. But God is assuring you and me that he keeps his promises. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. 1 Peter 1, verses 4 to 5 from the Living Bible say, God has reserved for his children the priceless gift of eternal life. It is kept in heaven for you. And God will make sure that you get there safely to receive it because you're trusting him. Amen. Who has God reserved the priceless gift of eternal life for? Only his children. This is God's promise, but it has nothing to do with people that are not God's children. If you're not one of God's children, you do not have eternal life. All human beings are God's creation, but not all human beings are God's children. God loves every human being on earth, but this promise is reserved for his children alone. To become a child of God, you have to receive him. Please read John 1, verse 12. You must receive Jesus to become. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.